Maybe not. Bees and honey. Well, yeah. All right. Next up, Ruth Canonico. And she is one of our...
has been. I'll say.
She'll tell us. She'll tell you the story, but it's some sad news about a wonderful open mic that she's been hosting for a number of years. And I'll let her take up the rest. But let's have a hand for Michelle and for Ruth both.
So I've been putting a few of these around. I made them this afternoon. I never get it so that I can cut them in half and they're even on both sides of the paragraph. Our open mic at the Chelmsford Center for the Arts, which has been running mostly called Fourth Friday CCA Open Mic, we've had absolutely wonderful features and we've had a lot of fun. And the numbers of audience dropped. I don't know. I think there's a dearth of possibilities of open mics that people can go to, and by Friday they're exhausted. I don't know. But the Chelmsford Center of the Arts is actually a town hall, and it's run by the town. And a lot of money went into renovating this old town hall to a beautiful arts center. And I think that push comes to shove, and they want to see money coming in, a lot of money coming in. And our open mics are not made for money spinners. They're made for sharing songs and stories and poems and time together. So I have one more. I managed to squeeze one more by saying, oh, Ellen's already advertised October. So, without a feature or anything, but I didn't tell her that. So she said, okay, we'll allow you October. So October 23rd. Please, as many of you can, even if it's not your usual day to go out on a Friday after a week's work, just try and pull yourself along. Chelmsford Center of the Arts, big yellow building opposite the Chelmsford Common, right there in the center of town. That's that. Okay, everybody come. Thanks. I actually get to sing now, I think. I've had a cold, and I'm done with a cold, but now my throat's like this. So let's see what comes out. This is a song about leaving from Ireland. Farewell to the shores of Shillelagh and Shamrock. Farewell to the girls of old Ireland all around. May their hearts be as merry as ever I would wish them. When I'm far away across the ocean I'm bound. Oh, my father is old and my mother quite feeble. To leave their own country, it grieves their hearts so. All the tears in great drops, down their cheeks they are falling. To think they must die on a foreign shore. But what matter to me where my bones may be buried? If in peace and contentment I can live my life. Oh, the green fields of Canada that daily are calling, where I'll put an end to my misery and strife. So it's pack up your sea stores, consider no longer. $10 a week isn't very bad pay, with no taxes or tithes to devour up our wages when we're on the green fields of America. Now our sheep run unshorn and our fields gone to rushes. The handyman's gone and the winders of creels. Away across the ocean go journeymen and tailors and fiddlers that flaked out the old mountain reels. Ah, but I mind the time when old Ireland was flourishing, when lots of our tradesmen did work for good pay. But now our manufactories, they've crossed the Atlantic. Stair must follow to America.
And now to conclude and to finish my ditty, if ever friendless Irishman should pass my way, with the best in the house, I will greet him in welcome at home on the green fields of America.
Thank you, Ruth. Well, what a beautiful voice, what a beautiful song. Okay, and every